All right, and we are still, there we go. And we are live, yay, Friday Night Feels, live again. Welcome everyone, I am Patrick Manette, licensed mental health counselor and certified life coach. And this is our 67th episode of Friday Night Feels. Very exciting. Friday Night Feels is a show that focuses on men and who we want to be to create better connection, wellness, communication with ourselves as men and the people close to us. Each episode, I will feature a guest expert that will take you on a deep dive into the topics of men's wellness, including relationships and emotional well-being. My guest tonight is Toussaint Stewart from California. So welcome to Friday Night Feels, Toussaint.
Oh, man. Thank you for having me, Patrick. I appreciate being on this show, man. And this is definitely a serious topic that we need to digress on.
Right. And it sounds like I was saying before we started that I can't wait to get into what you do and how it would fit perfectly into what we want to talk about. So I just want to share a little bit of your background. Toussaint is a published author, holistic wellness coach, public speaker, and self-care fanatic, who's teaching people how to increase their holistic self-care hygiene and intake of whole foods in order to live a life of longevity and optimal health. And he also has a couple great programs that we're going to get into later tonight.
All right. Yeah.
So, you and I, when we started talking a little bit, you mentioned the word longevity, which I think is such a beautiful word. How do you define longevity?
Well, longevity, you can look at it in a linear sense of, like, you know, how long you live on the planet. And then you can look at it as a sense of impact, where people begin to speak your name and speak your legacy, whether you're on the planet or not, right? And that's because you've created this impact, right? Mm-hmm. For instance, one of my heroes, like Malcolm X, you know, he's like, you know, we never stop talking about him, you know, right, because he is, even though he lived to be 39 years old, I'm 50 right now. So, I mean, but we continue to speak about him and study his life and, you know, watch his speeches and his evolution, and his whole life is something that we studied. And so that's a portion of longevity. And then you can look at, you know, people who have lived to 100 and something and let full lives, live like multiple lifetimes in one life, you know, mm-hmm. Because they've become agents in their own active agents in their own self-transformation and their own evolution. And I think that's really key, you know. And then mm-hmm. So just in terms of, you know, male health and, you know, male longevity, you know, I think we need to really look at some elements that really could contribute to longevity, but also quality of life. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a few things within the culture that we need to begin to unlearn.
Yes, I would agree. I had a recent conversation with someone, you know, I'm born and raised in the States, and they were born and raised in another country, and they were making this observation that I'd never really connected to. They said, in the States, there's such a focus of getting that good job, getting retirement. Mm. And working your whole life for retirement. And yeah. I never thought about that until, you know, I've thought about, you know, okay, I have a plan, what am I going to do? But I never realized until that person presented it to me of, I never realized that I have this subconscious anxiety about the future, about, you know, like my own longevity and also what my future is going to be like. And I realized that was really sort of being like a thief of joy in the moment, because it creates more anxiety of worrying about the future instead of being able to be a little bit more proactive in the present to improve what I'm doing. Mm. And it sounds like you focus a lot on helping people to improve that, of what they're actively doing.
Absolutely. This is such a really good way to break into this. You know, I really firmly believe that this whole setup around, you know, getting a job, getting a career, get set up for retirement, set up during retirement, like having this collective outlook and this, and, you know, falling in line to this, I believe, which is really a part of this, just this matrix, you know, that term matrix is thrown mm-hmm. around. I think this is exactly one of the key strands of the matrix, this little, you know, basically follow the leader into the career, into the safe retirement, and then to, you know, trying to make sure everything is taken care of during retirement. Mm-hmm. This is an easy way, like you said, to get into some anxiety and a way to still, to really take away your joy of the present moment and the possibilities that could literally be. If you're projecting so much into the future to have a safe retirement and a safe projected income so you can maybe travel or something, it's like, wait a minute, you know, what if I want to stop doing mental therapy and do something else? And all of a sudden I want to do this and I want to evolve here and I want to evolve there. And I just want to develop this adventurous attitude of in the present moment because I'm checking in with my body. I'm checking in with, you know, my needs in the moment. I'm checking in with my, my vision and my passion for life and not focused on, you know, going on vacation. And, you know, it's like, you know, you want to, it's almost like we're set up to stay in line so we protect our amazing retirement. And I think this is just a part of the matrix. And I think we naturally as human beings resist this. Men, women, anybody resists this setup, you know, and I think it's those who pay attention to this unconscious pull to figure out this, to get tapped into their own evolution as human beings, because I honestly feel like this is what ends up making you ignore your own evolution on the planet when you begin to go into these strands of the matrix. And, you know, I'm not saying it's bad to have a retirement and bad to think about retirement, but most people who I know who retire are trying to do something with their lives. They're trying to, you know, people go into depression when they go on retirement because they feel like, oh my God, you know, my life was defined by this career and this job. And what am I without this job? And then they start.
And now I'm supposed to be happy. And now I'm supposed to be happy and I'm not. So where do I go from here?
You know, and so it's just this, this midlife crisis, which is wonderful. I think this is great. This is where the vulnerability, you need to really tap into this vulnerability. And that's another aspect I kind of want to talk about around longevity as well. But when you have that midlife crisis, when you have that breakdown that you really need, then you're ready. You're open to experience the new and to heal what has been waiting to be healed, and also to reveal what has been waiting to be revealed in you, to be this consistent, multidimensional, evolving being on this planet, right?
And do you find, I mean, I think that's interesting with midlife crisis, because it is predominantly with men too. And, you know, just that, and you know, how that can affect us of, in a way, have they, I don't want to say wasted, but they have been disconnected from themselves for so long. And they need, like you said, that catalyst, that crisis. And I'm wondering what we need to do to prevent the need for a crisis.
Well, oftentimes they say, if you don't have a, if you don't pay attention to the whispers of your intuition, because your intuition is that, you know, that witnessing self that lives in your gut that is just sort of, okay, why don't you go this way or why don't you go that way? And then eventually, when your intuition is ignored, and you're just going to work every day, clocking in, clocking out, clocking in, clocking out, vacation, clocking in, clocking out. Oh, now, then all of a sudden, the intuition begins to scream. And then this is where the breakdown begins to happen. So I believe you avoid the breakdown by constantly staying tapped into your gut, protecting your gut health, because I think gut health is an excellent way to stay tapped into your intuition and the trust of yourself to say, okay, I want to do this. I want to go this way. I want to go that way. I want to try to go back to school and develop this aspect of my passion. I really want to do this. And then you begin to know, like, if I don't do this, then I could be walking around in some regret. And mm-hmm. so let me be true to the highest version of me that lives in me. Let me be true to the highest version of me, not the version of me that society is trying to get me to become, not the version of me that my parents are wants to be proud of me to just be this amazing, you know, career minded person or this manifested career, when in reality, you know, life is supposed to be an adventure, and you know, you evolve and continue evolving, but you have to listen to your intuition before things get out of whack. And then you have that breakdown to where you're like, okay, now the universe has set you down, and now you have to really listen.
Right. It's sort of like putting someone in timeout. It's like, all right, you've done your thing. It's not working. You're going to crash. So now we have to intervene.
Absolutely.
And is this part of, you know, it sounds like you have a really strong mindfulness piece of connection and spiritual energy of being able to connect with yourself in order to be healthy, in order to have that fulfillment. What does it look like when someone comes and works with you? And you know, I definitely want to get into these programs that you're offering to learn more about them.
Yes. Well, my baby holistic health and wellness coaching container is called Back to Whole Self-Care Academy.
Oh, wow.
Where I teach men, women, anybody who is open, I teach them to to become the best version of themselves in this incarnation, in this lifetime, through a robust self-care, self-preservation practice, daytime and nighttime practice, right? Okay. Many people think we have to go on a retreat, leave the country, and go do this, go do that, and pay all this money to do. It's like, no, it doesn't have to be like that. You can take yourself on a little retreat every day for 35 minutes in the comfort of your own home. You can turn your home into a temple. And so we get into modalities that I specialize in, one of them being nervous system regulation, to get grounded into your body, right? So that way, this is the opposite of emotional bypassing, which most men in this country learn how to do. They bypass their emotions, bypass their vulnerabilities. And if they have any kind of vulnerability, they judge themselves for it, they ignore it, and then they try to stuff it down, right? And so we go the opposite route. We go to the other rabbit hole of actually getting completely grounded in ourselves as soon as we wake up, right? And then after that, we get into breath work, particularly pranayama breath work techniques that I specialize in as well, to get people tapped into their parasympathetic nervous system, right? To get people prepared to really start the day unleashing the highest version of yourself. And after that, we get into body weight strength training and yogic flexibility. I firmly believe that the nervous system is just an extension of your brain all over your body. When you have stretched, when you're flexible, when you do core training, when you do body weight strength training and flexibility, then you have opened yourself up to so many possibilities. Your chemistry is just off the charts. You're producing, you know, endorphins and dopamine just to start the day off. And then after that, we get into embodiment meditation, where we quiet the mind, and then we get into beginning to rehearse the future of the highest version of ourself, right? And this is a take off of Dr. Joe Dispenza,
okay,
which I'm really, really a major follower of, and really this idea of rehearsing the future and emoting the future so you can actually attract the desired lifestyle that you want to see. But you have to change your personal reality or your personality in order to do that. But this is something that is coming from within, not mm-hmm. from without. And then after that, we get into our whole food, plant-based nutrition practice.
Oh, wow.
I teach my clients how to do this in, you know, how to set up their own practices for, you know, between 30 to 35 minutes for the day. Now, everybody's practice is not going to look the same. So right. We tap into various modalities. There's like 10 to 20 different nervous system regulation modalities you can do for like 2 or 3 minutes in the morning. There are various, there's like, you know, 10 to 20 pranayama practices that I do, right? And so you can pick and choose, but the goal is to use at least 4 to 5 modalities. So that way, when you get ready to leave the house, before you leave, you are ready. You are on fire and you're ready. You have completely changed and shifted your vibration, right? Mm-hmm. And you're just, you know, you have really tapped in to that heaven within, and you're able to unleash it wherever you go, right? And so this, I believe, increases your self-awareness, mm-hmm. your metacognition. It allows you to stay in flow state, so that way you're present. Flow state is all about being completely present. So you eliminate anxiety. You take care of your physical body. So you're increasing your bone density through this body weight strength training. You got your flexibility going. So you feel comfortable in your body. You're secreting all of these healing tonics from your hypothalamus. And so you're grounded in your body. You're grounded into the innate intelligence that every cell in your body has, right? And mm-hmm. you're really honestly tapping into your inner healer, your inner holistic practitioner that is just waiting to be unleashed. And then when you're going off a whole food, right, which, you know, you can really can't go wrong. You're taking care of your gut health. You're taking care, you know, of your organ systems, because whole food does no harm, right? It's like a win, 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 win. And all of this can happen within 30 to 35 minutes. And then the nighttime practice that I help people set up with is basically a full-fledged static yogic flexibility practice for 15 minutes. And then you get into your embodiment meditation prior to bed. So that way you use the dream state to help you stay in tune and tapped into this highest version of yourself and allow it to stay unleashed.
And what are some of the areas that you see? Because that all sounds so amazing and really love-based and nutritious for the soul and the body and the mind. What are some of the areas whether it's blockages or resistance mm-hmm. that you see people, especially with men, when they're finding out about your programs and are interested, yeah. but might be a little
yeah.
reserved or hesitant?
Yeah. Well, one of the things about the program is that this is about tapping into the highest version of yourself. But see, all roads lead through your present state of self. So if the present state of yourself is this, you know, this guy who thought about like, well, I gotta go to work. I gotta get ready for my retirement. I gotta stay in line. And if you are in a constant state of resisting your intuition, then these behaviors that don't really serve you will come up and say, hey, what are you doing? Why are you meditating? Why are you doing all these practices? What is this all about? You know, because ultimately my program is like 90 days, but I practice with you and coach you for 36 sessions. So over a third of it, you're with me virtually, and we're practicing and we're going over PowerPoints. We're going over, we're doing a lot of different things, but I'm literally downloading, not really just myself, because everybody's practice looks different, but I am literally trying to teach you how to become a better version of yourself. And that takes repetition. So what comes up for a lot of people, a lot of guys, will be resistance and old thought forms, old emotional bypassing mechanisms, because there are things that come up for them. You know, meditation is not just this, oh, let me just sit down and breathe and just feel good.
Right, and
not
find
necessarily,
inner peace.
Not necessarily, because what you do is all of these practices thaw out trauma. They thaw out the trauma that you've gone through, and anything that is thawed out is going to evaporate and rise, but it's going to rise up out of you. And ultimately, we have to, you know, the body keeps the score. There's this book. I forgot the name of this psychologist who wrote this book, but it's The Body Keeps the Score. And we have cellular memory where trauma is stored, right? And so ultimately, when you do these practices that increase your metacognition, that increase your ability to get grounded in your body, then what happens is your nervous system wants to come back to homeostasis, right? And the feelings that you repressed, the feelings that you weren't in communication with, ultimately, you know, want to be recognized, want to be seen, and your inner child wants to be heard and wants to be felt. And all of these emotions can come up. But this is why we do nervous system regulation work. This is why we talk about what's happening, and we troubleshoot a lot of this stuff during the process. And a lot of the apprehension is a lot of guys know they're going to get deep with themselves. But see, if you start the day off deep, right? And you're loving, because all these practices are about self-love and self-preservation, right? We don't just say, okay, we're going to sit still and deal with our trauma. No.
Because have a good day.
Right. Yeah. Ideally, the goal is to establish detachment. Detachment, right? You are not your feelings. You are the awareness of your feelings. You are not your trauma, but you are the awareness that there is traumatic energy stored in your body. So if you don't identify with it, if you don't walk around with that baggage and say, I'm the guy that got abused, that's who I am, that's my badge. No, you're the awareness of this child who was unsupported and unloved in certain situations. And this child is just wanting recognition and wanting integration and wanting to be acknowledged. And these feelings just need to be acknowledged, but you don't necessarily need to completely identify with them. So I teach a very healthy form of detachment, but I teach how you stay grounded and you honor these emotions and you say, thank you for coming up to be felt, right? And this awareness continues to where, you know, you realize you are your awareness, you are consciousness itself. So you're, you know, and you have the ability to heal. You have the ability to release the emotion, and you have the ability to come to terms with it, right? Mm-hmm. If you do the work daily, right? Expanding that personal hygiene into a holistic hygiene so you can be a total, full, present man, right? Where, you know, you can live long, you can live prosperous, and you can have a quality of life.
Right. And I think that's so powerful also, that what you were saying, that you're with them for 36 sessions or whatever. I think that's what you said, 36. In addition to the training and the support I'm sure you provide.
Absolutely.
Because one of the things that I've experienced myself as a man is, yes, I can explore and make progress. And one of the challenges that I've seen is when I didn't have the people in place who were able to support me in that journey. And so, for example, when I have this very vivid memory where I was talking about something, I was trying to make a decision, and I was being very vulnerable and raw. And I said, I'm afraid to do this. And it was very difficult for me to say that, because no one, especially like no man wants to ever say that I'm afraid, because it feels, you feel insecure that something's wrong with you.
Yeah.
And the instant response that I got from the person was, well, I don't make decisions out of fear. And it was like this door just went totally, I just shut down completely. And then I had to pull that apart to be able to learn and say, that was not what I needed. And you're not going to shame me for what I'm feeling. And what's interesting when you're talking about mindfulness and energy, and I believe in karma, is that a similar situation happened again. And I was like, all right, I'm going to be the brave little caboose here, and I'm going to go out on that vulnerability ledge, and I'm going to say, well, I'm really anxious, or I'm really worried about this. And again, the person that I was speaking to said the same thing. Well, I can't make decisions out of fear and blah, blah, blah. But that first situation, because I was aware and I was present enough, even though it was painful, I was able to say, you don't get to tell me what I'm feeling. You don't get to take away my experience, because I'm the one making this decision. I'm the one that has to live with the consequences. And it's okay to be healthy and afraid and nervous. Like, it's a natural reaction.
Natural reaction.
So yes. I can only imagine for the people that are working with you to have someone like you to be able to say, hey, it's safe to feel insecure. It's even if it's difficult, you can learn how to be safe with the pain, with the trauma, with the pain, because once you get unclogged with that emotional garbage, then you get to feel fulfillment. Then you get to feel joy. Then you get to feel passion and love and fulfillment. And life doesn't have to suck.
Absolutely. And you know, I really love you bringing this up, because, you know, the first step really is to regulate your nervous system. All of the emotional bypassing that we as men do are really just about trying to regulate our nervous systems, bro. We're just trying to feel good in our bodies the best way we can. Right. And oftentimes we've been shown in our own families and in society that, you know, just go have a drink, man. Just, you know, go smoke, you know, go, you know,
eat that carb.
Go be with your, go eat, go shove it down. Yep. Just go eat, you know, go have a good meal, go cook a good meal, or, you know, go be with your girl, you know, whatever. The thing we weren't really taught was to sit with the emotion and acknowledge what it is you're going through, you know, and talk to somebody about it. Open your mouth and have a real conversation. You can do it. Right. We're human beings. We can have conversations. We can actually, vulnerability is actually strength. That's a source of strength, right? And this is another way of regulating our nervous systems. Vulnerability is a way we tap in to regulate the nervous system. But oftentimes that's looked at as weak. It's looked at as feminine. It's looked at as, you know, this less than exactly. You're not being an alpha male. You're being a beta male, whatever. Come on. Give me a break.
I don't know. Yeah, I've been saying that a lot. I'm like, I don't know where this is coming from. We need to get rid of this.
Yeah. What is all of this? You know? And so the fact is that when you nervous system regulation is about honoring your emotions exactly where you are at. If you wake up, and oftentimes men wake up from dreams feeling really like crap, right? Mm-hmm. So when this is why you wake up and you embrace exactly where you are, right? And if you got to do some of that EFT tapping and you hitting your acupressure points, what you're doing is you're saying, even though I am worried about my presentation at my job today, I know that I have practiced the best I can. And I know that I will be just fine with whatever happens. So you see, you know, you're grounded into the reality, right? But then you give yourself an optimistic truth. Mm-hmm. You're going to be happy and you're going to accept whatever it is, because you're going to show up for yourself. while you're tapping the acupressure points to send the amygdala sign of relax, get out of fight or flight. You don't have to stay activated amygdala, which is our Neanderthal brain that, you know, fight or flight. And then you go to the next acupressure point, right? And you continue saying that affirmation, but you acknowledge where you are. And then eventually you say, oh, okay, cool. You know, I'm okay. Because when you don't acknowledge it, it's almost like burying something alive. When that thing comes out, it's going to be pissed off. Mm-hmm. You buried me alive. How dare you? You know what I mean? And it's one of those things, you know, when you acknowledge the elephant in the room, the elephant just starts to chill for a second and be like, hey, I'm an elephant. You know, okay.
Cool. It doesn't have to shout. It doesn't have to yell because you're hearing it.
Yeah, absolutely. There it is right there. You take the power away from it. And then if you have some anxiety you're dealing with that, they say, oh, okay. Hi, anxiety.
Right.
And you just get curious and you say, okay, you want to hang out with me today? Cool. Well, I'm going to be doing this. I'm still going to stay present, but you know, I'll see what you have to say to me today. I don't know why you're here, you know? And that's the beautiful thing about this. These practices bring up different emotions. They can come from anywhere. And you can be like, why do I feel like this? You do not have to identify. You don't have to apply a narrative to these emotions. When you work on yourself every day, the body is completely tapping into emotions that weren't that weren't felt. And so you don't know where they weren't felt because we have been living the practice of emotional bypassing. So we don't even know how many emotions we have stored in ourselves that we don't. You know? So, but the key thing is to realize you are not your emotions. You're the awareness of your emotions. And these emotions are here for you to honor them, get curious, and then to feel them and then to allow them to be released. And this is why we do physical exercise. We do, you know, nervous system regulation. We do pranayama breath work. We do these practices to tap into our highest version of ourselves, because we are not our emotions and we are not our trauma. These things happen to us. We're the awareness of them. And that detachment is so key, because a lot of people carry around a lot of baggage and narratives that they continuously relive when they tell over and over and over again, say, wait a minute, you're the present moment, you're a possibility. You are a shooting star. You are actually a complete reflection of the cosmos. This is your true identity. Yet you're walking around with this past that oftentimes you're afraid to look at because you don't want to go down that road, but because you're completely identified with it to where it's become this monster. And so we slowly but surely, you know, tap into the real us, you know, you know, through these practices. So that way we can live the best version of ourselves. And it's not going to take one or two days. It takes 90 days to develop a lifestyle.
Right.
And this is why I practice so much. And I also have 3 virtual courses that my clients have lifetime access to. It's my Source Meditation course, my Plant-Based 101 course, and my body weight strength training course. They get to have complete access to those to develop their practices during the week when they don't have me on the four days. So the goal is to get them to practice, to help them practice every single day. So that way, every day they're ready, you know?
Right. That's awesome. So if people were interested in connecting with you and finding more about these amazing programs, how can they find you?
Oh, great question. Well, if you are somebody like me who is on Instagram, you can go to Instagram and you can go to my Instagram page. I have 2 of them. You can go to Toussaint Speaks, right? TOUSSAINTSTEWART. That's my handle. That's my public speaking handle. You can just go to the link in the bio. That'll be my link tree, right? And my wellness company is called Town Wellness. And you can tap into that. They can you can see me for a free holistic health and wellness call where I ask you questions about, you know, how your wellness or how, you know, you're supporting yourself through wellness and how you're not, you know, and then I can give you some expert advice. And then I can, you know, we can explore some of the options we have with potentially me being a coach for you and you being a client and seeing how we can support you to get you into some of our group coaching containers like Back to Whole. You can also go to iam.toussaintstewart. That's another Instagram handle that I have. And the same link tree is there. So I have two pages. One of them is more geared for my public speaking. The other one is geared for some of the practices. And you can also, when you click the link in the bio for those, you'll see a thing that says Intentional Friday.
Okay.
The Intentional Friday piece is basically every Friday on the West Coast, 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m., I give people a taste of a holistic health and wellness practice for free.
Wow.
Where they can get the Zoom link, they can bring their mat, and then we get into nervous system regulation, we get into breath work practices, we get into core training, right? We don't get into the full body weight strength training regimen. We get into core training because we don't have that much time. Mm-hmm. And I'm sort of facilitating it the whole time as well. So, but we get into core training, we get into yogic flexibility, and then we get into embodiment meditation, and then we get into plant-based nutrition strategies, right?
Awesome.
And so that is free. And then that's a good way to kind of see me as a practitioner. And that's also a great thing for you to tap into just for your self-care and your self-preservation. Right. And so these are the two things, the free holistic health and wellness call, which is 30 minutes, and you can do both, and you can go to Intentional Friday. You just set it up on the Calendly and bam, it's right there. And then of course, you can get my book, Plant-Based One-on-One, Whole Food, Whole You there. And then if you just want to dive in and check out the Back to Whole holistic group coaching container, that's on my link tree as well. And then I have another group coaching container called Plant-Based One-on-One, Raise Your Vibration.
Oh,
where
wow.
I teach people how to embody the best version of their nutritious self, right? Where they're trying to make these ascensions in their other aspects of their life, but they understand that a poor diet cannot go where they're trying to go.
Right.
And so I teach people how to reestablish and re-embody a completely different relationship to whole food.
Wonderful. What a great way to connect with you.
Yeah.
Now, one of the last things I always like to ask people is, what is one piece of advice or one nugget that you would like people to walk away with from our conversation today?
One nugget. I would say, in terms of male longevity, potentially, or just
whatever your heart decides.
Well, one thing that I want you to walk away with is that you are a perfect reflection of the cosmos, right? You were born this way, right? And all you have to do is to believe that and to celebrate that every day by loving on your authentic self. You have a right to be truly who you are. You have a right to be vulnerable. You have a right to ask for help if you need it, and you have a right to care for yourself. I would say also, nourish your light so you can shine. And the best way to navigate this earth, the best way to navigate this matrix is to understand that you're living in the world, but you don't have to be of the world.
Right.
You brought a piece of heaven with you to the world, and you have every right to unleash it. You have gifts. And so when you nourish your light, when you take care of yourself, then you can serve your family from an optimal level of presence. You can serve your community from an optimal level of presence. You can accomplish your dreams and your goals by being completely true to who you truly are. Right? Because you take care of yourself every single day. And this is what it's all about. Taking care of yourself is not selfish. It is just mm-hmm. nourishing your light so you can shine on others, right? Great. So that's it. That's all.
That's a beautiful golden nugget. That's a big nugget. That's a big one. Well, thank you so much, Toussaint Stewart, for coming and being on Friday Night Feels. This has been awesome. I hope you can come back because I feel like there's so many different components of your business that I'd love to jump into if you'd like to come back sometime.
I would love to come back. I would love to be, a regular guest. And this is great, man. I really like what you're doing, bro. This is awesome.
Thank you for coming. And thank you to everyone who's watching and listening. Please remember to subscribe to my YouTube channel so you can see the replay and other videos I do, and also being able to listen to the podcast on all of the different podcast platforms. So I hope everyone has a beautiful weekend, and we'll see you in 2 weeks on our next Friday Night Feels. Have a good night, everyone.
All right.